number you have reached, 1, has been changed. The new number is 2. Please make a note of it.
Please repeat.
The number you have reached has been changed. The new number has been disconnected.
Ring damage.
Möchten Sie etwas zu trinken haben?
Dies ist viel besser.
Brain Damage is underwritten by a grant from the Little Computer Shop, located in the Model Shopping Mall in Centereach. Phone number 467-4352. The Little Computer Shop stocks the latest in hardware, software, and computer publications.
Just hold on a second.
Return to our recording already in progress.
What did you say?
Can you say deja vu?
We now return to our recording already in progress.
What did you say?
Can you say deja vu?
We now return to our recording already in progress.
What did you say?
Can you say deja vu?
Good evening, Vice President Nixon.
Good evening, Mr. Howe.
Welches sind die Regenbogenfarben?
If you do not push a key in 3 seconds, you will be disconnected.
Mein Bruder ist jünger als ich.
We're having difficulties.
common reaction to the phones here on campus when you hear that noise. It's a common reaction, either cry, scream, or laugh very loudly. Well, good morning, evening, whatever this is. It's 10:11 p.m. on Saturday night, and this is Brain Damage, the provocative show that asks the question, why and why not? Our phone number is 632-6901. We just might start off taking calls if we get some calls, like, that just come in right now. But first, people have to wake up and dial their phone. It's weird. This program, most people call in after 11 o'clock, but we're trying to sort of change the habits of Americans so that they'll call in earlier. Because, I don't know, maybe there's more people listening between 10 and 11 than between 11 and 12. I don't know. I don't know what we're up against on TV, probably Connie Chung or something. whatever is on at this... Is that the one that does West 57th Street? Is that Connie Chung?
I think so, yeah.
She's stiff competition, I realize, but heck, this is Brain Damage. I think we can do better than that. 632-6901. There's one call on the line, but that might be, you know, a crank call or something. And then I'd pick up the phone and look awfully silly talking to somebody that just, like, yelled or screamed or something like that, so... Let's get at least one more call on the line, then I'll go to the phones. How's that? Sounds reasonable to me. 632-6901. 13 minutes after 10. And you know, folks, the Radiothon is coming up. I was going to have a special recorded announcement to play, but, the machines didn't quite work. So I'm going to tell you live exactly what we're doing. April 5th through the 14th, we're having our second Radiothon, which is... a fundraiser for the radio station, and basically, if we're successful, as we were successful last year, this will enable us to raise the funds necessary to move our transmitter to a much better place, which means a much better signal for the vast majority of people and a bunch of people that don't even know about USB yet. Can you imagine that? It'll be incredible, just like spreading religion, I suppose, although a lot nicer. So anyway, if you want to get your free Radiothon guide, if you haven't already gotten it, you can call our special hotline, leave your name and address, and we'll be happy to send you a copy. The Radiothon goes from April 5th through 14th. We've got all kinds of neat shows, including some concerts that are just so incredibly rare, like Moby Grape at Stony Brook, the Grateful Dead playing some long-closed club in New York, and all kinds of other things, including that the Bridge to Nowhere ceremony. Do you remember, the Bridge to Nowhere is this thing on campus. It used to be, it's a pedestrian walkway now, but it used to be this structure that just kind of ended in the middle of the street, and for years it just stood there. And we have the ceremony as we broadcast it live in 1977, when the Bridge to Nowhere finally became the Bridge to Somewhere, and there was this big ceremony on top of the bridge, and the president of the university gave a speech, and someone threw a pie at him and hit him right in the face with it, and we have the whole thing. We're going to air it for you. Get the Radiothon guide, and you'll find out exactly when that is and when all the other things are. We've got all kinds of neat programs. April 5th through 14th, you'll be hearing a lot more about it. Again, if you want your free guide, just leave your name and address, 632-6498. Also, we need volunteers. We need people to help us out with the Radiothon because it's a lot of stuff to do, you know, answering phones and stuffing envelopes sometimes. And that's a lot of fun, too. It was fun last year, and I think it'll be fun again this year. And the results will be absolutely incredible. If we're successful, we'll all feel the benefits. So again, Radiothon 90. Radiothon 89, it's still living in my head. But Radiothon 90 is the one we're going to do this year, just to make things easy. April 5th through 14th, and the number to get involved or to get your Radiothon guide, 632-6498. And our phone number here is 632-6901. There were a few calls, but I guess I scared them away. There's one now. Let's see what we have. Good morning. Evening?
Eric?
Yeah?
How you doing? It's David.
Hi, David. How are you?
Pretty good. How are you?
Now, you're getting to be the first caller now on a pretty regular basis.
Oh, yeah. Well, I like calling. I've been trying to call up because I have a babysitting job, and sometimes I call up, I get bored.
Uh-huh.
We get to talk about some things.
Well, yeah, so you're babysitting right now, eh?
What?
You're babysitting right now.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Kids are asleep, so I just figured I'd call.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, what's going on?
Not much. I just, I don't know if there was any topic going on yet. I've been listening.
Well, we're announcing the radiothon, the fact that it's going to be happening April 5th through 14th. Have I said that enough times yet? Kind of spread the word about that. Also, somebody wanted to hear Brain Damage Incorporated again, our Eat Chicken and Die record, or tape, whatever it is. So we'll be getting to that a little bit later. We'll be making some strange phone calls, taking some strange phone calls. But that's all beside the point. Tell me what's on your mind.
Let's see. I know last you know, week we were talking about the wildlife and, you know, the nature of Alaska and things like that. I guess what's going on in Germany again. I heard about the...
Have you checked the children?
They're starting to talk about the Nazis again.
Oh, yes. Well, they're always talking about that.
Uh-huh.
Did someone get those kids out of here?
Oh, my God.
They're talking about nasty things like that. What have you heard? Tell me what you've heard.
Well, I was just watching the reporters, and they were just saying some things about... they were having rallies, and you know, they were having new Nazi groups perform, you know, start again.
Well, the Nazis, or is it the Klan, or what's the difference? They're having rallies, I think, in southern New Jersey now, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was just watching the reporters before, and they were saying, Heil, they were raising their hands, and, you know, their salute, like...
What, the reporters were?
Yeah, the reporters, it's...
I see. I misunderstood what you said.
Oh, that's all right.
Well, you know, what does that say to you?
It says to me that people, nobody recovered from it yet, and people still think that, you know, it should be, you know, it's a good idea to do this.
Well, this is my feeling on the whole thing. Now, Nazism was a German phenomena, but it's by no means unique to Germany. And Germans are not something that we have to worry about. I don't know what, it's something inside human beings that make them resort to things like Nazism, and anybody is susceptible to that, not one particular race. And if we go around believing that just because Germany is going to reunite that there's a threat of Nazism, that's another form of racism as far as I'm concerned, because why are Germans the ones that are going to start Nazism? I think anybody that has a strong nationalist spirit is susceptible to something like Nazism. I don't think it's ever going to be called Nazism again, but something similar. We have to always be on the lookout for that. That can come from anywhere, and you just have to watch the power, make sure that there's not too much power going to one place, that nationalist sentiments aren't running too high. And that's something that really worries me, you know, about this whole... the whole European situation, from the breakup of the Soviet Union to Eastern Europe to the reunification, there's all these ethnic groups saying, you know, we want to secede, we want our own future, which is great, until they start putting down the other peoples that are in their particular lands.
Exactly.
Then it becomes dangerous, especially to those people. Talking about the Azerbaijan situation, we're talking about Soviet Jews, Hungarians, Germans, ethnic Albanians, all that. So if you can appreciate the different races, there shouldn't be a problem. And I hope that the unification of all of Europe in 1992, the economic unification, will help them appreciate that. But if there's an emphasis on borders again, you know, if there's an emphasis on, well, this is Germany and this is Poland and we're better than them, that there's no good that comes out of that, you know?
That's true. Yeah, I'm learning about, we're talking about Hitler and the Nazis in history. We have a big big section on it. And, you know, I guess just Hitler's people still hearing Hitler's words in their minds, and they're thinking, you know, they're getting them from other people, and they're just thinking, wow, it sounds, you know, sounds good and sounds true. We should do this. You know, they were saying, the reporters, they were telling the reporters that if you don't like this, then just get out of our country and go back to your country. You know, they just...
Well, what do they say to the people in their country that don't like this?
They didn't say anything, to tell you the truth. I got in about a half hour of the show, and they didn't say anything about, you know, nothing about their own people.
Uh-huh.
So only foreigners.
You see, I'm not saying this doesn't exist, because it certainly does, but you have to keep in mind that a program like that is catering to sensationalism. They want you to think things are as bad as they can possibly be so that you'll keep watching. It's sick, but that's the way it works.
Yeah, they want their attention.
Right. So I think the only way to really understand it is to go there, to talk to people that have been there, and judge for yourself, because you have to... I always say that about 60% of what you see in the media is wrong. I mean, completely wrong. Whether it's print media, radio, or TV, it's always wrong for one reason or another.
They're calling this, you know, this whole issue the Fourth Reich.
Uh-huh. Right, of course they're going to call it that.
I don't even, you know, I didn't understand a Reich, you know, I didn't even really get the true definition of the Reich. Do you know exactly what it is? Or?
Well, the Third Reich is commonly referred to as the Nazi era. So the Fourth, it goes back to the empires of the early 20th century and the, what do they call that guy? I forget his name, but... you know, the German imperialist spirit, supposedly.
Hitler?
Well, Hitler was the Third Reich. He was the Third. The Fourth Reich is supposedly the future, and, you know, when the Germans do it again. And I don't think they are going to do it again unless everybody expects them to, you know?
Yeah, I'm sure they just want the attention. They want to see what would happen if they bring it up again.
Uh-huh.
That's probably, you know, that's... You know, it's all, they said that things, they said things are also about the skinhead parties, things like that. And, you know,
yeah, the skinheads in New York City, you know, there's racism all over the place. You don't need to go to Germany to see this.
Exactly.
And, in fact, I think you can go to Germany and learn quite a bit and bring it back here.
That's true.
Because the Germans certainly, I'm speaking for the West Germans because I'm not that familiar with the East Germans, but I assume that they're capable of learning as much. They've learned from the past. They've learned the horrible things that they've done, and they feel pretty bad about that, and they don't want that to happen again. I would say they don't want that to happen more than anybody else doesn't want that to happen. We're talking the current generation, you know, the people in their 20s, 30s. Of course, there's holdovers from the Nazi past that think it could have gone differently, but their history, you know. Anyway, we're going to get some more calls.
All right, yeah, listen, I hear the phone ringing in the background.
Yep, we got a packed switchboard, so thanks for starting us off.
So I just want everybody to know again, like I said last week, to pitch in and, you know, pitch in some money to the next radiothon this year, and hopefully I'll see you there.
Okay, we'll look forward to it.
All right, have a good weekend.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That's right, anybody can be a part of the radiothon. Just call our hotline, volunteer, come into the radio station, answer phones, and... have a grand old time. It's taking place from April 5th through the 14th. That's starting on a Thursday and ending on a Saturday. And gosh darn it all, we have some good programs. Good stuff. We always have good stuff. I mean, we've got, you know, jazz on the air on Sundays. We've got the African beat on Thursdays. We've got bluegrass on Wednesdays, blues on Tuesdays, traditional folk on Mondays, reggae on Saturdays, and plus a whole lot of other stuff in between. 24 hours a day. So, keep the place going. April 5th through 14th is our radiothon, and our success will be your success because the signal will improve. 632-6901. If you want to sign up for the radiothon or get a radiothon guide, call 632-6498 and leave your name and address. On to the phones. Good evening. Really? Okay. Very fascinating. Good evening.
Oh, hi, Eric. This is Dave. How are you?
Dave, how are you?
Oh, good.
I haven't heard your voice in a long time.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't call much. I usually just hear your voice.
Uh-huh. Well, that's because I speak out over the radio.
I know. And there's no reason for me to call if I can hear you.
That's true. I never thought of it that way.
So the radio's off in my house?
Is the radio off now?
Yeah.
Well, you do realize that you're on the radio, too, now.
Oh, come on. I can't... How could I... Nah.
Yeah, your voice is hitting you in the face right now, even as we speak.
Is it going through my body?
It's radiating the whole... not just you, but all of Suffolk County. Your voice is radiating through all of Suffolk County and a good part of Connecticut.
Oh,
Not to mention all those fish in the sound.
Why? Well, forget about that.
So what's on your mind?
Ooh, there's a lot on my mind.
Uh-huh, yeah, let's hear it.
Like, the world is blooming like spring, yeah, you know?
The world is troubled.
No, the world is happy.
And living ain't easy.
Look, there's democracy finally in Nicaragua.
Yeah, but when's democracy coming here?
He's had it for a long time.
It's like waiting for the good humor man, you know?
Good kind of democracy.
Uh-huh.
The kind that never changes.
The kind where people don't even realize what they have.
And where people are happy, and they even pay for that.
Yes. Well, where is democracy going to go next?
The next step. Soon people won't even have to vote.
That's true. And it won't be a need to.
Right.
Do you know, I was reading, somebody put this in my bathroom. You know, I do a lot of reading in the bathroom.
Stranger, put something up in your bathroom?
Something like the Harper's Index.
Must have come on the toilet paper.
It's got all these Harper's Index facts, and I think it was something like 60% of Americans think it's illegal to form a third political party in this country.
Are
you one of them?
I knew it should be illegal.
Well, it's a scary thought.
Is it really illegal?
Well, I mean, that would put us in a lot of trouble, wouldn't it? I mean, we had the presidential convention here a couple of years ago at USB where we invited something like, how many people were there?
307.
Over 300 presidential candidates? No, I think over 200 presidential candidates. So if it was illegal, boy, we broke the law 200 times over.
No, you didn't break the law. They did.
Well, they did, but we encouraged them.
Well, isn't communism against the law? Isn't it like a law you can't be?
Yes, yes, there is. We read this over the air a few weeks ago. There is a law that says you cannot become a citizen if you're a member of a communist party.
That's kind of exclusive, you know.
So if there's any kids out there that have been born in the communist party, they're afraid they're out of luck.
What if you just have a communist party, you know?
Get these kids out of here. I asked nicely before. Okay, I don't want to get violent. Sorry.
What, are the cats are loose?
You could say that. I'm sorry, what was your question?
Oh, I was just wondering what happened if you invited a few communists over and had a communist party, but...
Oh, that's a thought. That's a quite a thought there. Actually, I hear the communists throw some pretty good parties.
Those Reds really know how to.
Now, I heard something else. Okay, I heard this yesterday, and it kind of threw me for a loop. I heard that the massacre in Romania, a good part of it was staged. In other words, they took bodies.
Who's they?
The opposition to the Ceausescu government. They took bodies.
The guys?
They dug bodies up out of graves and took them from hospitals and threw them in the mass graves. And supposedly someone was able to tell this because they saw autopsy scars on one of the bodies, and they positioned it so that a mother was holding her child in a protective way. And the thought now is that a good part of it was staged. And I thought about this for a while. I said, so what? You know, okay, it was staged, but if it got the desired effect to get Ceausescu out,
they probably
great.
Had to stage it based on the way the press deals with news. You don't hear about anything unless it's picturesque.
Well, yeah, but we're talking Romanian press here, you know?
Oh, really?
I don't think they follow the same rules as American press. But that's, I don't know if anybody else has heard that, but that's something that's kind of weird.
No, but I've heard about that Iwo Jima thing, you know?
That picture was staged?
Yeah. You know the famous one with the guys with the flag?
Right.
This guy from, what, is National Geographic or something?
Uh-huh.
Life?
Right.
Said, hey guys, you know, hold that flag, hold that pose. He had them do that. It's like
what's
the biggest hoax of the century.
So what? Who cares? What's so bad about that?
Well, I don't know. They made a million statues out of the damn thing.
I mean, it looked like they were having considerable trouble putting the thing in the ground anyway. So.
Everyone knows George Washington didn't stand in his rowboat, so...
No, but they didn't get a picture of that either.
So, I guess America's the only country left with the Communist Party. Is that what they say?
Well, no, actually, there's a piece in the paper today about East Germany and how their Communist Party is still doing pretty good. They just renamed it and made a couple of new wall posters, and supposedly it's still doing okay.
Oh, that's what they do here.
And the communists are still running things in Romania. You know, a lot of people aren't very happy with that fact, but it's true.
Well, those with power don't want to relinquish it.
No, they don't. So, what about the state of the rest of the world? Anything else going on?
The Western world. Is that us?
the rest of the world, not the Western world, the rest of the world.
Rest of the world, let's see. Well, there's all this stuff in Africa, and there's El Salvador. Dan Quayle jokes.
Dan Quayle jokes, hear them.
See. Well, no, he just says them on his own.
I haven't been tied into what he's been saying recently.
I read something in the paper yesterday. That someone presented him with a gift, right?
Uh-huh.
Box. In South America, right? And they said, "Here, Honorable Vice President, here's a box, but we have to apologize. It's empty. It's an empty box because we don't have a gift worthy enough to give you." Right?
Wait, is that some kind of custom down there?
No, no, it's not over. I'm not done.
Okay.
So they say, but they're like this yacht team or something, right? When we arrive in America, we will have a gift to give you. And so Dan Quayle said, "All right, then I won't open the box till then."
That's awfully clever of him.
Well, you know, he's that kind of guy.
Boy, that's something.
That's the latest.
Anything else from the...
Well, he knows that they don't speak Latin in Latin America. That he's got clear.
He's learned that finally. Good. He knows there are all different countries down there, too, which is what Reagan discovered.
Yeah, there are different countries and different people, just like everywhere else.
Yes, that's that was a good one.
Men and women, too.
I miss the Reagan era.
Oh, yeah.
Can't believe it's over.
It's not really over.
Anything else?
The Reagan Reich.
The Reagan Reich?
Yeah.
The true Fourth Reich, I suppose. What do you think of German unification?
Well, I'm all for it, except for the fact that most of the Germans aren't for it.
Most of the Germans aren't for it?
I read in the Times today.
Tell me about it.
They interviewed, like, you know, German on the street, and they all said, let's go a little slow, let's relax. And the reason they don't want it is because they don't want all these poor people to come and take their jobs.
Uh-huh.
And all their housing and all that. They want a nice border, just like we have with Mexico, where, you know, keep out the riffraff. Just sort of sick of it.
Sick of it, eh? Well, anything else going on in the non-world scene?
The non-world. Well, spring is here. You mean the non-world.
Yeah, today was a windy day, wasn't it?
It was a beautiful day.
Yeah, this is the kind of day that, I don't know, it inspires things in me, because I felt like doing things I haven't done in a while.
Uh-oh.
Like, we heard the old Brain Damage intro before, but I can tell folks now that the new Brain Damage intro, which we've been waiting for over a year now, is finally under construction, and I think it was the weather today that made me feel like creating something. Like a whole mess of trouble. So,
You should have played a clip of it, a promo.
No, it's not nearly ready for that yet, but it's coming soon. Yeah, coming soon to a theater near you.
Well, this one sounded a little different tonight.
It did it? Really? Well, we had some people yelling and screaming in the background.
That's what I noticed.
Yeah. It happens occasionally.
It didn't instill fear in me, my very soul, like the old one.
Well, you get immune to these things. Well, we've got a full switchboard of calls here. I think we're going to move on to those.
Christmas tree?
Sorry?
A Christmas tree?
No, a full... What did I say? Well, it's lighting up. It's lighting up like
that. Yeah, there you go.
Like something. Yeah, it's all lit up. There's one line open, though. One line is open.
Which one?
Well, it doesn't matter which one. If you call 632-6901, you'll get it. You'll get that line.
Well, since my radio's off, I guess this is the last I'll be hearing of you.
Well, why don't you turn the radio on?
No, they don't work. None of them work.
They don't, eh?
All the power's out.
What, your power's out?
I'm sitting in a dark room.
Well, did you turn it off yourself, or did the power get blown out somehow?
Oh, no, it won't go on. The little switch on the wall, you flip it up and it goes click.
And nothing... Well, maybe it's burned out. Maybe your light bulb is burned out.
Well, the stereo goes click.
So you don't have any power?
No, I'm powerless.
Wow, that's kind of scary.
So I just had my phone. I knew what time it was, and I figured I could call the only voice. The only voice of reason in the world.
Well, you know, it's a relief to have the radio there. The friendly voice in the radio.
Well, no, it's the friendly voice on the phone.
I guess, a friendly voice on the phone. But believe me, you're on the radio, okay?
The batteries in my Walkman?
You're just going to have to trust me on this. Well, I hope you get through your power crisis. I wonder if anybody else is suffering from a power crisis.
The fire's put out. We'll get back to it.
Okay, you make sure you do that. And spread the word about the radiothon so that...
How USB... can I volunteer?
Well, you can call 632-6498. Leave your name and address. Or actually, don't leave your address if you're volunteering. Leave your name and phone number. If you want a radiothon guide, leave your name and address.
What was that number?
632-6498, area code 516.
632-6498.
Right, and if the friendly computer says that the mailbox is full, well, it'll be cleared out real soon because we have people around the clock that clear out the mailbox. It's an electronic system, you know, one of those new things. If the radiothon is successful in April, we'll actually be able to move to a new transmitter site, it looks like, at this point.
Oh, wow.
Things are looking up. And that's a pun in there somewhere, but things really are looking up. We're looking at a very impressive kind of structure, and we'll have more details about that in the weeks to come. But we had about 2,000 people that called in when we were talking about the radio station that wanted to start out east and interfere with USB. Well, they didn't say we want to interfere with USB, but the fact of their existence would, in all likelihood, interfere tremendously with our signal out there. So we had about 2,000 people call in, give their name and address and say, you know, we want to go on record against this. And it did make a difference, folks. It did make a big difference.
Darn, I was one of those people.
Well, you can feel a special sense of pride then tonight. And hopefully that special sense of pride will carry on into the radiothon. If we're successful, if we exceed our goal, we're actually looking at something big here. I mean, big. You know, improving the signal and... getting out to more places and better quality in the places we get out to now.
I'm ready to sign over my IRS check, too.
That's the kind of spirit we need. Well, it's good hearing your voice again.
And have a good show.
I'll try.
Okay.
All right. Be good. 632-6901, area code 516. That's our telephone number. And by calling that number, you can tie into the USB brain damage network. Good evening.
Wow. How you doing?
Okay, how are you?
Yeah, okay, pretty good. Yeah, what kind of show is this?
Well, that's a question that great minds have pondered for a long time. We call it a talk show. Other people call it controlled lunacy. I don't know. Everyone has to come up with their own definition, you know?
Hey, tell me, so I got a kick out of your opening there, but the baby's crying, please.
Yeah.
You want to run the next room, and, you know, it's too exciting. Don't do that anymore.
Okay.
I want to ask you something. Where is the new antenna supposed to go for the station?
Well, we're looking at a site around the Bald Hill area in Selden. That's one of the highest points, if not the highest point on Long Island. And putting a transmitter there would probably double our height, and if you're involved in FM at all, FM radio, height really is the whole story. Height is more important than power. If you have a very powerful transmitter and you're 2 feet off the ground, you're not going to get very far.
Yeah, but that's what's going on now. I don't know if you recall this, but it was in Newsday about 2 or 3 years ago.
Uh-huh.
That this station, ALK and BLI, are on the EPA's, you know, poop list for excessive radiation because of the height with power.
Well, they're very powerful and very high.
Yeah, but I mean your station too. It's on top of that building over there, right?
We're on top of Grad Chem right now. Yeah.
Yeah, it's breaking EPA regulations right now. But the EPA is so weak.
What our station is?
Oh yeah.
Where did you hear this?
It was in Newsday about 2 or 3 years ago.
Our station was listed.
That's right.
Do you still have that?
I don't have it, but, you know, if you want to research, I can, you know, I'm just quoting from memory, but if you wanted to research, you'd probably go to the library and get a microfilm, what do they put on, all the papers on a microfilm.
I haven't heard anything about that, but I'd love to look into it.
Oh, yeah, it'll kill you.
Years ago,
they used to put FM transmitters right in the same room with you.
Uh-huh. Well, yeah, of course, people did stupid things in the past, you know, if there's a problem there, of course, you know, we'll look into it. But I haven't heard anything about that. So I'd be happy to find out more information about it.
Well, yeah, you should, because that's why you're one place and the transmitter is somewhere else. That's the whole idea. But apparently, I guess there are people in that building that every day it's like radiating. That's why they never put it on top of the hospital. Because they have, if you notice, in the hospital, they have all their x-ray stuff way up on the roof. So it radiates into outer space. They don't put it in the basement because it might grab some steel girders.
Okay, wait, before we throw everybody into a panic here, they would not put any radio transmitter on top of a hospital. It's just something they would never do, no matter what the
absolutely, but that would have been the ideal spot for it because of its height, you know.
Uh-huh.
So it would get out, but there's... They have too many gizmos in there that it would have, you know, it would throw off. I mean, they can never be able to tune anything.
Sure. That's understood. And even where it is now, it causes some problems with some equipment. But shielding generally helps. As far as exceeding regulations, I really can't say for sure. I've never heard anything like that.
I don't care about that anyway, as long as it comes in. Listen, do you play any music on this show?
Not on this show, but the show afterwards does.
I have six of the greatest records ever made. Maybe your audience might be interested in what they are.
Tell me about them.
2, 3, 4, 5, yeah, 6. Now, there'll probably be some discretion on this, but I'll guarantee you this. Occasionally I call around the country. You know, I get these weird stations from, you know, like AM, like Whoa and all these weird things.
Oh, Indiana.
Oh, yeah, you know, you get these characters who... Oh, yeah, we got that, and they'll play it.
Uh-huh.
Topsy by Cozy Cole. That is a good one. CBS FM played this today. It must be a holiday. That's an instrumental. Telstar by the Tornadoes, the infamous English group, the one-hit wonder.
Okay.
Sleepwalk by Santo and Johnny. Santo lives over in the Stony Brook.
Really?
I don't know where Johnny lives, but that's where Santo lives.
What year is this from?
Sleepwalk?
Yeah.
No. The hell you live 64?
And how did you get a hold of all these?
Well, from listeners of the radio. These are just tremendous records that should be played more often. You know, a good hit, it doesn't matter. You know, you go into an elevator and you hear a Beatles tune. It means it's a good song.
These are records that you've had since 1964 or you've just gotten a hold of?
No, I'd like people to play them on the radio.
Oh, I don't know if we have those. Those sound pretty rare.
Have you heard by the Duprees? There's a good one. It's almost Glenn Miller-ish, if
okay,
you believe
that. This is what you want to do, okay?
Orphan Bird, The Trashman, and number 6, the most bizarre record ever made, Born to Be Alive, Patrick Hernandez. No one even knows what these are.
This is what you want to do, okay? Listen up. You want to set your alarm clock tomorrow morning,
yes.
7 o'clock, 7 to 9 o'clock. We've got the best oldies show on Long Island.
All right.
With Phil Lazaroff. Yeah, he plays the rarest material, and he talks intelligently about the material.
Unlike myself.
No, sure, you get along quite well with him. So why don't you make a point of listening to that show, or if you have a VCR, set it up to record it somehow.
Yeah.
I think you'll hear a lot of songs that. That, you know, you've lived your whole life without hearing that you wish you had heard before. Let's put it that way.
A lot of them I don't want to hear anymore. They give me a, you know, I'm ready to roll over. But I like those, though. I think they're pretty neat.
Uh-huh. But like any style of music, there are a lot of oldies that aren't played on the commercial stations. And you can hear them here.
But you didn't steal those records.
No, that's his own personal collection.
Well, that's pretty good.
And he's devoted a good part of his life to collecting these records.
This is the weirdest radio show I've ever heard.
What are you listening to right now?
You.
Oh, I thought you listened to another station.
No,
it's not as strange as it could be, but it's getting there. Where are you calling from, sir?
Ron Concoma.
Ron Concoma. Okay, great.
In fact, you know, I called on that hotline about this station starting up with all these repeaters and all this stuff.
Yeah.
I saw that thing in the paper. I thought that was the biggest bunch of malarkey I ever heard. Why would a station in Bridgeport go due south, put a transmitter up on the hill, and run a kilowatt so they could cover Nassau County? They'd have to travel at least 20 miles before they even got there through the air. It doesn't make any sense. First of all, they'll never get away with it. Second thing is WUSB, I think, is making a good move by getting the heck that transmitter away from that campus because it's just, it's a high spot, the whole area, but it should be a lot higher, and obviously it'll go further.
Well, right now our transmitter is about 240 feet above sea level, something like that. And
that's no good because...
No, it's not. It's very low. A new site would be at least 500 feet, and when you get higher up, you coat much more of an area. We could be 100 watts as opposed to 4,000 watts higher up. We'd reach more of an area.
Yeah, you could kill the wattage, go further just with the height. This was always an annoyance the Long Island, because the Connecticut stations got really, they got all the better frequencies, and they...
Well, they're on a place called Booth Hill, most of them, in Trumbull, Connecticut, and that's pretty high up, so they come right in over here.
Not Boot Hill.
Booth, as in John Wilkes, yeah.
Oh, Booth.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah, so I enjoy the station. I'll tell you, I'm surprised it's still on, but it should be on. A lot of college states are having problems, and...
Well, because either the people aren't dedicated enough and they don't stick with it, or some evil force comes and takes it over. And we've been fortunate because we've got very good people here. We have 150 people at work here, and the vast majority of them are very dedicated and into what they do, and we're allowed to exist in a creative atmosphere. So, it's good.
Yeah, it's a good deal.
Very good.
I like the station. I think it should get around a little bit and...
Okay, well, if you want the station to get around more, spread the word about the Radiothon.
Throw your weight around a little bit. When is that Radiothon?
It's April 5th through 14th. And,
like a fundraiser?
It's a fundraiser. We're trying to raise money so that we can get the transmitter moved. And this is it, folks. This is it, because if we don't do this, another station is just going to do it instead, and then we'll never be able to do it.
Let me ask you something. Who owns the station? The taxpayers, the state of New York, the tuition payers of their kids in college?
Well, the license holder is the State University of New York.
So they don't have any money, these people?
Are you kidding? The State University of New York, the whole university system everywhere in the country is running out of money. The station in Bridgeport, Connecticut, lost its funding entirely. The whole university there is losing money.
Well, isn't Stony Brook University part of Nelson Rockefeller's thing, like Plattsburgh, Oswego, Albany, all these?
It's part of the state university system.
Yeah, is that all part of the same thing?
Yeah, it's all part of the SUNY network.
Okay, yeah, all right, then I'll tell you something. Years ago, 20 years ago, my friends were going to Oswego. A guy was in the men's room and broke a partition between two toilet bowls.
Really?
It was made out of solid marble. And at the time, he had to pay for it. It cost $800. God knows what it would cost today. So the whole university system was started by Nelson Rockefeller. It was his big pride.
Well, okay, this is something aimed to the dormitories here at Stony Brook. If you're in a dormitory that has marble partitions between the toilets or urinals or whatever, I'd like to hear about it, because I've never seen such a thing here at Stony Brook.
Yeah, I'll tell you why. You go to Oswego, if they're not broken, they're still there.
Are they really?
Well, I would guess so. Who in their right mind would take them out? For what reason?
I don't know. Maybe they could use them in some other place. And
yeah, it's fine. It's like Stony Brook.
People take, copper off the Brooklyn Bridge, so maybe they'll take marble urinals. I don't know.
Well, this is the damnedest show I've heard in a while. I'm going to hang up now. I'm going to eat some more corned beef that I stole on a paper plate from the local tavern.
We don't want to hear about it.
There's nothing left to tell you. The evidence is missing.
Okay. Well, it's good hearing from you, and keep listening and thinking and all that kind
of. And send money.
Yeah. Send money.
Okay.
Please.
Goodbye.
Okay. The number for information on Radiothon, actually, to get information, leave your name and address, 632-6498. If you want to volunteer, call that number, too. Leave your name, phone number. And if the mailbox is full, forgive us. We'll clean it out, and you can leave a message at some point. You can call that 24 hours a day. It's 10:49. This is Brain Damage. This is Eric here on the radio, 90.1 FM, WUSB in Stony Brook. The number is 632-6901. Good evening.
Hello?
Oh, no.
Who's that?
You're going to have to turn down the radio, I'm afraid.
Sorry.
That's the worst case of feedback I've ever heard.
Sorry, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
Show's sounding real good today.
Sorry?
Show sounded real good tonight.
It does sound pretty good, doesn't it? What's on? Where are you calling from?
Smithtown.
Smithtown. So what's going on?
What?
What's going on with this crowd of people you're with?
Yeah. We wanted to comment about racism on Long Island.
Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, we don't think it's cool.
Okay.
Black and white should act as equals. You know what I mean?
Black, white, red, yellow, brown.
Yeah, it doesn't matter as long as we're all human. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
We just, like, We're just really sick of all this.
What is it Jesse said about the Rainbow Coalition? I think it's red, yellow, brown, black, and white. We're all precious in God's sight, or something like that.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, well, I saw Eyes on the Prize, too, the other night, so I remember that.
We're all sick of this, like, skinhead racist crap on Long Island.
Uh-huh. Well, tell me about the skinhead racist crap on Long Island. Is there some?
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of them, man.
Tell me specifics, okay? I want to hear specifics.
Specifics. I got someone right here who will tell you specifics.
Okay, keep it clean.
Story, clean as... Clean.
Matt Forsyre is a Nazi skinhead.
No, don't use names. No, don't use names. Fortunately, I couldn't understand that name, but don't use names.
Because they're just asses, you know.
Let's try to be a bit more constructive here. Now,
sorry.
Are there Nazi skinheads, and where do they hang out?
Yeah, like, you know, Bayshore, you know, Sundance, stuff like that.
Really?
Yeah, it's just these guys who shave their heads and think they're better than everybody else, but they're not. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Just because they're white, they think they're better. I think if whatever color we should all like human. That's it. We're just human.
Okay, well...
And I have to... Can I... Someone wants to say hi to you.
All right. How many people are in that room, anyway?
Millions.
Oh.
But I have to give one message.
Go ahead.
Look, dead nudes do not stand for racism. That's all I have to say.
Okay, I appreciate you saying that. That's something really special there. Good evening.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, what's up, Eric? Eric, I have two questions for you.
Where are you calling from first?
I'm calling from Brentwood.
Brentwood, okay, you can speak then.
All right. What exactly is the radio song like? What do you do? Because I heard you saying it before.
Okay, Radiothon is basically another word for a fundraiser, but we try to make it as much fun as possible.
Right.
We have 10 days of special programming in April. It runs from April 5th to the 14th.
Right.
And we need to raise money to both pay off the new transmitter that we're now operating on, and also to raise money to get onto a new transmitting site, which will greatly improve the signal and the range.
Right.
So that's what... That's what the main thrust of it is, and we think if the response to the threat of another station operating on a very close frequency and blacking us out in a good part of our area, if the response to that is any indication, we should be able to meet that goal and exceed that goal. Wasn't the correct city?
No, because I was thinking that last year I think they had that radio station was you know, they just broke up.
They did do something like that, but that's an AM station and has no bearing on the FM dial at all.
Okay.
We're talking about national public radio stations on the FM dial, which you know are fine and good,
mm-hmm.
but how many of them are there? There seem to be quite a bit, and they seem to be. Taking over spaces that once were populated by community stations run by the community. You know, it's a strange world, non-commercial radio.
So you're still looking for a place to put on the new antenna thing? What's that thing called again?
Transmitter?
Yeah, the transmitter.
Yeah, well, we have been looking. We've been diligently looking at all the possibilities.
Uh-huh.
And based on various responses that we've gotten, it looks very optimistic at this point. We'll have more specific details in the weeks to come, but it looks very optimistic. But a major, major factor, the major factor, is the response to the radiothon. If we do good, we're in great shape. If we do lousy, another station is in great shape, maybe, and we're in bad shape for the rest of recorded history. I don't want to sound too pessimistic about that, but I think we're going to do good. I think our listeners are going to come through for us.
I already had spread the word around because a lot of my friends listening to you.
Uh huh.
And I just wanted to know what exactly it is. You know.
Okay. Well, it's April 5th through 14th.
Right.
It's 10 days of programming, and you can get a radiothon guide.
Okay.
If you don't already have one, by calling 632-6498. And you can volunteer for the radiothon, come up to the radio station, hang out, answer phones, and do all that kind of stuff. It's a lot of fun.
All right.
Ask anybody who did it last year. They had a tremendous time, and we did pretty good, too.
All right. I hope to be there. I think I'll be over there. I'll make it.
Okay. Well, it's not far from Brentwood, you know.
Okay. All right, Eric. I'll see you later.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Bye.
It's 10:55. The program is Brain Damage, and that was a fair amount of calls to take in the first part of the program. We're going to take a break now, go to Brain Damage Incorporated, like someone had requested, and we'll come back, maybe make some calls, take some more calls. Remember, 632-6498, that's the number to call to add your name to the list of radiothon, to get a radiothon guide or to volunteer to help the radiothon. And we'll be back very shortly, but first, some rather important business to take care of.
This transmission is coming to you approximately halfway between the moon and the earth.
McDonald's, may I help you?
Yeah, I'm sorry to bother you. Now, I'm on a special diet, so I can't have some foods, but I wanted to taste some McDonald's for a while now. Could you possibly tell me what exactly goes into a Big Mac?
Okay, on a Big Mac, it has the beef, the hamburger meat, right?
Uh-huh.
And it has a special sauce. It has a special sauce with onions and lettuce and two pickles and a slice of cheese.
Now, do you know what the special sauce consists of?
Could you hold on for 1 second?
Yeah, I can hold on.
All right.
Not a lot of salt.
Uh-huh.
And I can't have things with iodine.
Uh-huh.
Or glycerin.
Uh-huh.
Or hypoglycerates.
Hypoglycerates?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, yeah. you can have a Big Mac then.
Okay, thank you very much.
The number you have reached, 1, has been changed. The new number is 2. Please make a note of it.
Please repeat.
The number you have reached has been changed. The new number has been disconnected.
Brain damage.
Möchten Sie etwas zu trinken haben?
Boys and girls, it's time once again for the Uncle Rodney and Captain Christopher Show. I'm Uncle Rodney, and here's Captain Christopher to tell you what we're going to be doing today.
Thanks, Rod. We're going to talk about Thanksgiving today, kids. It's right around the corner.
It sure is, Captain, and you know what else is right around the corner? Marxist Revolution!
By golly, you're right, Uncle Rodney. And when that happens, every day will be Thanksgiving, kids.
We'll give thanks that we no longer have those smelly capitalists cracking the whip over people like you and your parents.
Unfortunately, there's only one day a year right now for Thanksgiving, and there's not all that much to give thanks for.
Oppression, depression, recession.
The corrupt power structure.
Unemployment.
Tax breaks for the rich.
We're going to learn a new word today, boys and girls. It's the word hypocrite.
That's what we call anyone who celebrates Thanksgiving. Now, don't worry if that doesn't make sense to you now, kids. Just remember that it's true.
You'll understand why sooner than you think.
Now, what can you kids do to help destroy this horrible rich man's holiday?
Keep asking questions. That's one thing the capitalist bourgeois elite hates more than anything else.
Ask questions like, why don't the masses share the wealth of the DuPonts? Or, why do the fascist leaders always stay home and send our soldiers out to fight in imperialist wars?
Now, that may not sound like much, but when you 3-, 4-, and 5-year-olds at dinner table start asking these questions on Thanksgiving Day, your parents will stand up and take notice.
And so will your brothers and sisters, aunts, uncles, and grandparents.
And then they'll be the ones to start asking those same questions. And soon, before you know it, millions and millions of people will be asking those questions day and night.
And it'll all be because of you kids out there. Think of that.
That's right. But you have to hurry up, because after about 20 years, everyone will start to realize that there are no answers to these questions.
That's when a spontaneous movement of the people will topple the elite into the rat-infested sewers.
And by that time, you kids will be old enough to pass judgment on some of the leaders of today's corrupted government.
Wouldn't it be fun to send the entire House of Representatives to the gas chamber?
Or, better yet, why not turn it into a gas chamber?
And after that, you boys and girls will have the sole responsibility of installing a progressive Marxist state sensitive to the needs of the proletariat.
And you won't ever have to worry about someone toppling your government, because nobody will ever disagree with you.
Doesn't that sound nice, kids?
Death to the fascist imperialists!
Glory to the revolution!
On with the struggle!
And that's all we have time for this week. We sure hope you boys and girls remember everything we've talked about today.
If not, a complete cassette transcript is available.
Start the revolution on Thanksgiving Day, kids. And don't forget to spread the word in your school.
And if you want your own Uncle Rodney and Captain Christopher Guy to overthrowing the government and coloring book, send a certified check or money order for $17.95 to Book, P.O. Box 1, Washington, D.C.
Until next time, I'm Captain Christopher.
And I'm Uncle Rodney.
Bye-bye, kids.
Bye!
You can eat chicken.
It's gotta stink. It's gotta be rotten. It's gotta stink. It's gotta be rotten.
You can eat chicken and die.
Oh, God, no. No,
it,
no way.
There is some contamination in commercially produced chickens.
Right, chickens failing. With all the thousands of chickens cooped up together, and when disease runs rampant through the whole flock, then, you know, they give them a lot of drugs.
No, it, no way.
Give them a lot of drugs.
No way. Oh, God, no. No, it, no way.
You can eat chicken and die.
No way.
You can eat...
Oh, God. No, it, no way. Chicken is actually meat. Did you know that?
I would
take it fairly. It's got to stink. Chicken is actually meat. It's got to stink. It's got to be rotten. Did you know that?
I don't know. We all have to die. So whether it's by eating chicken or eating something or whatever, whatever it takes, we're going to die. So why should you worry about that?
How would we know that they died from bad chicken?
You know what I mean? It stinks.
How would we know?
You can eat chicken and die.
Oh, God, no. No, no way.
You put poison in them, people will die.
Give them a lot of drugs.
People will die from chicken.
Mostly they get sick. You salmonella poisoning, you get really ill. It almost, you get flu-like symptoms.
When you pack it, there won't be any blood coming out.
Fever, nausea, vomiting. And it's very uncomfortable.
Depending on how big the chicken is.
There is some contamination, and it's very uncomfortable.
You can eat chicken and die.
Mostly they get sick.
You have to wash it very good.
Did you know that?
You have to wash it very good.
Did you know that?
I don't know. We all have to. pathetic, so whether it's by eating chicken or eating something or whatever.
You can eat chicken and die.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God.
Give him a lot of drugs. It's very uncomfortable. Disease, man.
No way. Did you know that? No way. You gotta leave it out for, like, 48 hours. Chicken is actually meat. You know what I mean? It stinks.
But I eat chicken daily. People who die. It's very uncomfortable.
You can eat chicken and die.
Whatever it takes, we're gonna die. So why should you worry about that?
You deserve to die. You know what I mean? It stinks. Did you know that?
Is there an AT&T coffee who knows German?
You need to call to Germany?
Is there an AT&T coffee who knows German?
One moment. No, sir. Nobody here speaks German. Only English and little Spanish.
I know little English.
You know a little English?
I'd like to make a restroom to California.
Do you know the number?
Yes, but not a joint. Joint. 292 5155.
And where you call it, California? What part of California? What city?
Palunsta.
Palunsta, California? Palo Alto?
Yes.
Okay.
A restroom.
Restroom?
Yes.
You're calling to a restroom?
No. A restroom call.
A restroom call? I don't...
A restroom.
You want to pay for the call here? You want to call collect? You want the people you're calling to?
Yes, collect, restroom.
Collect, okay. Moment, I have to get area code.
Restroom is not English word?
The restroom is bathroom here.
Oh, I got Kuchen. What the cluster? That's okay.
I have to get the area code.
I make jokes.
Who do you want to speak to?
Svinkle.
Svinkle?
Svinkle.
Svinkle.
Yeah.
Let me see. You don't have the area code?
No.
No? You don't have the area code?
292,
that's the number.
Oh.
You need an area code before that. Okay. It's in Palo Alto, A-L-T-O?
A-L-T-O. Yeah.
Okay, that area code is 415.
Four.
But there's no 292. There's no 292 in that area. Do you understand?
No. There is no coffee that knows German?
No. No. No one.
Okay, thank you mostly.
You're welcome. I'm sorry.
Okay, thank you mostly.
I'd like to address myself to all of the citizens of this fine country of ours. America, we need defense. We need it bad. Remember, a strong defense makes sense. And right now, our defense is in an awful state. Why? Because not enough of you people care enough to support it. Why, I'll bet there are a good many of you out there right now who have not given us control of your savings accounts yet, or arranged to have your paychecks mailed directly to us to save time. We need your money. We need more than UNICEF or Public Television or Amnesty International or any of those other faggots. We give you something they don't. We give you security. Protection against aggression. We have more nuclear warheads, B-52s, and submarines than we can count. And they're all there to protect you. When those Russians come marching over the hills, we're going to have enough ammunition to blow them to the moon. But that's not enough. We want to send them to Mars. And we want to have enough left over for the Chinese. And don't forget those Iranians. Now, there are a lot of communists and homosexuals out there who say they don't like the Defense Department. They say they don't trust us. Well, let me tell you something. This is a free country, and the only way it's going to stay free is if we lock people like that up so they can't do any harm. It's people like that who say that it was wrong to go into Vietnam. Poppycock. A lot of good things came out of that. The Boys in Company C, Coming Home, and The Deer Hunter. Three of the most popular movies of the 1970s, all about Vietnam. And if these subversives had had their way, you wouldn't have been able to enjoy them. That's the way those pinkos operate. First they take away your entertainment, then they'll take away McDonald's. We know that good, wholesome Americans don't want that. So if you send us a little extra money, we'll try to put some of those commies on a rocket ship and send them to Neptune or something. See how they like that. In the meantime, keep on sending us money for our day-to-day operations. If everybody would just cut back and have one meal a day, they'd be able to save up more money to send us. Now, if we get enough by the end of the year, we'll be able to show the Deer Hunter on every plane we send to El Salvador. Just our way of saying thanks.
Turn to our recording already in progress.
What did you say?
Can you say deja vu?
We now return to our recording already in progress.
What did you say?
Can you say deja vu?
We now return to our recording already in progress.
What did you say?
Can you say deja vu?
This is the Vice President.
That's the Vice President. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear, guy.
Sure. A very enthusiastic crowd here, as you can hear.
Well, listen, I just called in to thank you and everyone else for this hard work up there, and I hope we have something to celebrate. Have you got any yet? Isn't it any returns on how our ticket and all of that?
Well, we don't have any returns yet, but I think that it's safe to say that you're going to sweep the state and almost unanimously.
Try to get this focus, Democrat.
Right. We're having some technical difficulties here, as I say. We're not able to read you very well.
Well, I'm not saying a hell of a lot either.
Could you share with us, if you will? We have quite a few members of the press here. Could you share with us your feeling as to the future in the general election?
Well, what I was affecting to say is that as I look at what's happening on the Democratic side, it means that we have not really done yet to run against the Democrat. And as soon as they have their nominee, I'll be at it. And others can take message. And I think it's a very good choice for the voters.
Well, we thank you very much for your call. We all love you. We look forward to working alongside of you. You preach loyalty, Mr. Vice President. You practice loyalty, and you're about to see loyalty come back to your favor. Are you still there, by any chance?
Good evening, Vice President Nixon.
Good evening, Mr. Hall.
Welches sind die Regenbogenfarben?
Is in my head.
Designed to withstand the impact of the Boeing 727 at landing speed without causing any disruption of any safety-related equipment.
Good evening. You've reached our voice-activated switchboard. Please speak in a loud, clear tone of voice. Please tell me your telephone number.
718-6134.
Your telephone number is 718-6164.
No.
If this is correct, say yes. If this is not correct, say no.
No.
Your telephone number is incorrect. Please tell me your telephone number.
718-6134.
Your telephone number is 718-6134. If this is correct, say yes.
Yes.
If this is not correct, say no.
Yes.
Your telephone number is correct.
Yes.
Please tell me your Social Security number.
What?
Your Social Security number is what? If this is correct, say yes. If this is not correct, say no.
So yes. Oh, God.
Your Social Security number is correct. Please describe the nature of your problem.
Wrong number.
The nature of your problem is wrong number. If this is correct, say yes. If this is not correct, say no.
Yes.
Your problem is correct. Please describe what you would like us to do.
Give me credit.
You would like credit from us. If this is correct, say yes. If this is not correct, say no.
Yes.
Please describe the amount of credit you would like.
Whatever the call cost.
I'm sorry, I must have a number in your answer.
Oh, Jesus.
If you would like us to calculate the credit, please say yes at this point.
Yes.
Please tell me what number you were trying to call.
201-6132.
The number is 201-6132. If this is correct, say yes. If this is not correct, say no.
Yes. Yes.
Please hold while I calculate the credit.
I can't believe they waste this much time to do this.
The amount of credit required is $17.63. If this is acceptable, say yes. If this is not acceptable, say no.
So yes.
We will mail you a check for the amount of money. If this is acceptable, say yes. If this is not acceptable, say no.
Yes.
Thank you for calling and for being so patient.
Oh, God, help me.
Please call again.
Do I hang up now?
Yes, you do.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Weather experts say the winds have now changed and appear to be carrying the radiation back toward the Soviet Union.
Oh, what a nice transformer. Oh, what a nice transformer. My God. Son, I'm going to experiment with it. That's what I got it for, was for experimental purposes. But if I wanted to, I'm going to be doing up a range of two that I have for my own use.
Emergency measures have been taken to eliminate the aftermath of that fall. All parts of France and the nearby areas have fallen off. Aid is being extended to those affected.
Unbelievable. Well, what I'm thinking of using this thing is a driver transformer because its center tap is surged up the windings like 5K, step up to 6K. The DC resistance is a little high, so, you know, it'd be good for something like lower mean triodes.
Good afternoon, everybody. We're here today to talk to Archibald McFranklin. Arch is going to tell us about...
Excuse me. I would rather prefer you not call me Arch.
Oh?
I can't tell you how much I despise that name.
Oh, I see.
All my life, I've had to put up with that. You understand, it's not like I'm trying to be pompous or anything.
No, that's perfectly all right.
Good.
I suppose Archie is right out, too.
Please, just call me Mr. McFranklin with a capital F. Heck, you can even call me Mac, or Frank, or anything, really.
All right, well, we're here today with Mr. McFranklin, who's going to tell us about an organization that he started up over the summer.
Actually, I think Mac would be the best. Mr. McFranklin, with a capital F. It sounds too damn formal.
Mr. McFranklin, Mac, that is.
Thank you, Mac.
Has been working on a brand new movement in this country.
Well, let me just set you straight on something here. You can't work on a movement. A movement has to occur.
Uh-huh.
It's not something that can be planned. It has to be the spontaneous expression of a large mass of people.
Oh. Well, Mac, why don't you just tell the folks at home what you have going?
No, I think I'll do that. Now, ladies and gentlemen, there is a major problem facing everybody who speaks the English language. Do you know what that problem is? We're running out of vowels.
Okay, could you perhaps explain that a little?
I plan to. Now, folks, a vowel is a precious thing. There aren't all that many of them to start with. There's A, E, I, O, and U.
And sometimes Y?
Well, yeah, on occasion, but not nearly as much as it used to be. Now, these vowels, they're like bridges, if you will, that connect land masses together. The land masses I'm referring to are, of course, consonants, And there are a whopping 21 of those. Mm-hmm. So, as you can see, the vowel is already an endangered species.
All right, I understand. Mm-hmm. Now, what leads you to believe that there is a more immediate problem?
Well, the vowel has lived in relative peace ever since it was first invented. It was only natural that if you had a couple of consonants, you'd link them together with a vowel, or sometimes two. For instance, I'll give you an example. Let's put a B and a D together. Okay? Now, what do you have? Brrrt. There's really not all that much you can do with that, and it doesn't sound all that nice. Does it? Brrrt. Try it out.
Brrrt. Yeah, yes, you're Brrrt.
Right. Now here comes a vowel running to our rescue. It's an A, and that A implants itself right in the middle of that awful-sounding word, and what do we have? The word bad, which is an apt description of what we had before.
Yeah.
Now, here comes another vowel. This one's an E. It does the same thing, and we have the word bed. Here comes an I. Now we have bid. An O makes bod, which I believe is a slang expression among young people. And U creates the word bud. It's absolutely marvelous.
Yes, it certainly is.
How often have you wanted to scream, "Oh, thank God for vowels"?
Not as often as I should, I must admit.
So the problem of appreciation is an ever-present one. But to answer your question about immediacy, a new problem has begun to manifest itself.
Oh.
Yeah. Did you ever look at the listings in the telephone book?
Oh, I thought that was a rhetorical question.
It wasn't.
Yes, I have.
Well, then, you must notice that next to a person's name, there's generally an address.
That's true, there is, in little tiny print.
Right, but that's not where the problem lies. The problem is that every word in the address has the vowels plucked right out of it.
You don't say.
Yeah. Now, let's say someone lived on 14 Saddlebrook Road in Rochester. Now, do you know how that would read in the phone book?
How?
Well, the 14 would be numeric, and they don't touch those. But the rest of it would read something like Saddlebrook Road, Rochester. I don't know about you, but that doesn't exactly roll off my tongue.
No, it sounds rather harsh and unpleasant. Now, do you and your followers believe that the elimination of the vowel is intentional and perhaps part of a master plan of some sort?
Oh, yes, of course. There's no doubt in my mind whatsoever that this is only the beginning of a long and dark age where the vowel will be cut back in ever-increasing numbers and eventually eliminated altogether. One day it'll be illegal to use vowels in any form unless, of course, we do something now.
But why, for heaven's sake, would anyone want to destroy vowels?
It does seem a bit strange. I'll have to grant you that. But if you look at what's been happening in the 20th century, you'll see there's a lot of emphasis lately on efficiency and quickness. Mm-hmm. Computers, robots, mechanical perfection. Slowly, the human element is being wiped out. Everything's got to be fast and accurate or it won't be tolerated. Mm-hmm. In other words, the days of imperfection are grinding to a halt.
But what does that have to do with vowels?
Well, you see, vowels take more time to say. It takes longer to say anti-disestablishmentarianism than it does to say anti-disestablishmentarism. Therefore, the latter is considered more efficient, more time-saving, and hence, more desirable.
Well, that's downright frightening.
Yes, it is, and it's downright ignorant, too. Because without vowels, there's a lot you can't do. Let's say you want to scream. A scream is composed of the letter A repeated many times, or the letter E, depending on your personal preference. Ah! That will be a sound of the past, and I just wonder what they're thinking of replacing it with. The letter S? That won't make a good scream, nor would the letter B. You can't even keep that going longer than a second.
Yes, but...
Or let's just say you have something really good to eat. I'm used to saying, There are a lot of A's in there, and there's just no way you'll be able to communicate that expression without a vowel. And that's just the tip of iceberg.
The what?
That's iceberg. You see how hard it's going to be?
It sounds almost like a foreign language.
Now, I'm very glad you picked up on that. Have you ever looked at the Russian alphabet?
Well, no, not lately, I don't think.
Well, there aren't many vowels in there. Rather an odd coincidence, wouldn't you say?
Are you implying that the Russians are behind the elimination of the English vowel?
Well, the purpose of this vowel movement of ours is not to cast blame or raise suspicions, although the Russians could certainly be considered prime suspects. Do you know they even have a backwards R, just like little kids draw? I think world literacy is their goal.
But that's not necessarily the view of the entire vowel movement, is it?
Well, gosh, I don't know. I'll see my wife tonight and I'll ask her what she thinks.
You mean...
Well, you see, we're not exactly a massive movement just yet, but You wait and see. They'll write books about us someday. I just hope they'll have lots of vowels in them.
Archibald McFranklin, thank you for being with us today, and good luck saving the vowel.
Thanks. Good day.
What?
Only kidding.
Oh, we seem to be having some trouble here with the record player. I thought I'd play a record, but I guess I can't do that because the record's stuck. Stand by while we try to fix the situation here. That was all that stuff we heard over the last half hour was a recording from Brain Damage Incorporated, which I guess is affiliated with Brain Damage, the radio show, but we don't have to get into that. You can call us now and be a part of the call-in segment of this program by dialing on your telephone 632-6901. 632-6901. Boy, it certainly is annoying, isn't it, that sound? Let's turn it up and appreciate it. Well, you know, another way you can help out WUSB is by being a part of the very special benefit concert that we're about to have on April 15th. This is right after the Radiothon, and here's somebody with some more information on that.
Proudly presents In Concert Aztec Two-Step on Easter Sunday, April 15th at 7:30 p.m. at the Union Auditorium on campus here at SUNY Stony Brook. General admission is $10 per ticket, and tickets are available at the ticket office at Polity in the Student Union Building. Tickets are also available by mail by enclosing a check for $10 to WUSB-FM and a self-addressed stamped envelope to Aztec Two-Step, WUSB-FM, Student Union Building, SUNY, Stony Brook, Stony Brook, New York, 11794.
Good evening, you're on the radio.
Hey, what's up?
Hey.
What's the name of the show?
Name of the show? This show?
Yeah.
Hold on. Brain Damage.
Oh, this is pretty cool. I've never heard this before.
It's a fun thing to do on a Saturday night, you know?
Yeah, definitely. When you're drinking some beers and just hanging out.
Yeah. Of course, we don't do that here. That's against FCC rules, but...
Well,
we can go outside afterwards and do that. That's probably the best part of the show. So you're on campus, eh?
Oh, yeah.
I can tell by the ring.
Yeah, I guess I got the radio too loud.
Uh-huh. Well, no, it's okay. You can never have the radio too loud when you tune to USB, right?
So what's the deal? Can I, make a request or something?
Well, you can make a request. It's not going to do you a whole lot of good, though, since this is a talk show and we don't really play music. But at midnight we play music. So what I suggest you do is, if you stay up that late, call at midnight and make a request then.
Oh, because I was going to order a pie.
I can transfer you to a pizza place if you want.
So what can we talk about here?
What can we talk about? I don't know. What's on your mind? What's going on in the world? What's going on campus?
Well, I just wanted to get into the thing about Cardinal O'Connor, if you don't mind talking about that.
Cardinal O'Connor, go ahead.
Yeah. What's up with this guy? He's got to go. It's in the dark ages anymore.
Well, he's a cardinal, you know? I mean, he's not like the mayor or something. You got to expect things like that from somebody involved in religion, in that particular religion. I think he's representing the views.
Of who?
Of
75-year-old women.
Yeah, but these are 75-year-old women that are devout Catholics. And if you're a devout Catholic, I think he's saying the kind of thing that devout Catholics believe in. So all you have to do really is ignore him.
Yeah,
you know?
I'm Catholic, but I'm not a devout Catholic.
So don't follow him, you know?
Yeah, I don't think he realizes how important a position he holds. Saying things like that, it's just unbelievable.
Oh, yeah. Well, he says some pretty outrageous things, and he seems to be pretty blind to the suffering of people.
You know, it's just, kind of tragic.
Yeah, I think that thing with the Central Park jogger, that said it all. When he visited the families of the kids who did, you know, who committed the crime,
uh-huh.
that, you know, God forgives you.
Uh-huh.
He never went to the family of the girl, and she was a devout Catholic.
I didn't know that. That's
it was pretty amazing. You know, he tells these guys, yeah, God forgives you, when they really didn't have remorse about it anyway. They really didn't care, so it was like...
Uh-huh. What do you think of his AIDS policy?
I don't know. No matter what he does, though, the gay community is just never going to give him a chance.
Well, I think he's pretty much hung himself with his own rope as far as the AIDS stuff is gone.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, refusing to even talk about any kind of protection, instead saying abstinence is the only way, and anybody else, you know, let's face it, anybody else deserves to die is what he's basically saying, even though he doesn't say that in words.
Yep.
By refusing to give them an option, he's condemning them.
Yeah, he really is living in the dark ages, as far as I'm concerned.
Certainly is, and a lot of religions are in the dark ages, and that's something that worries me a lot. That, combined with nationalism... That's what leads to all the trouble, you know?
Yeah.
Individuality, that's what leads to the good things.
Uh-huh, that's true. I mean, he's gotten to the point now where he's like, he should just be on TV, like, as a TV evangelist, you know? I mean, heavy metal music is the downfall of the whole society, you know? Ozzy Osbourne's the devil. I mean, that's totally ridiculous. Ozzy's a drunk, he's not the devil, you know?
Yeah, he's, I mean, yeah, I wouldn't go so far as to call him the devil. I don't think he deserves that,
I mean,
title.
You know, These kids who just go, you know, they commit suicide. They have problems to begin with, and I think the parents of these kids don't want to take the responsibility.
Uh-huh. No. Well, they're not committing suicide because of music, that's for sure. They're committing suicide because they have pointless lives. And why do they have pointless lives? You know, it's because of the way they're brought up and what they, you know, what they are taught to value. And they, at some point, get very disillusioned, and there's no way out.
And they turn to music, you know. I mean, they're drinking, they're doing drugs. And they turn to music. I mean, these bands getting sued is just unbelievable that it's gone that far.
Uh-huh. I saw a record store. It was in Smithhaven Mall last week. I told everybody about this, and I was just wandering around the mall. I went into a record store. First of all, they don't have records anymore. You can't find records anywhere on Long Island. You have to get CDs. But there are labels now saying, we won't sell these records to anybody under the age of, what, 16 or 18 or something like that? So this is really happening now.
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't know that actually happened.
Yeah, because Zappa was pushing against that for a while, but I guess it didn't work.
Oh. Boy, I don't know if this is something they have to do or if that record store is voluntarily doing. If anybody knows, please give me a call. I'd also like to know what... I didn't look around very carefully, but I'd like to know what records have those stickers on them. I just saw it on the cash register saying certain records have been labeled, and if they contain certain lyrics that we don't want people under a certain age to hear. It's not a good sign, I don't think.
Not at all. There's a case in Florida right now. I believe a clerk at a record store is arrested for selling a record to a minor.
Oh, lovely.
Unbelievable. It was like a rap record. I don't remember the name of the band, but...
Well, we're living in the age of fear, I always say.
Yeah.
So, this is the first time you've listened to this station?
No, I've listened to the station, but I've never listened to the show.
Ah, well, this show is on every Saturday night from 10 to 12.
Cool.
So I suggest you cancel all plans and all remaining Saturdays you have. And...
Yeah, I try to find stuff like this on the radio, but...
Well, there aren't very many left, you know? There aren't very many local talk shows left, because a lot of stations are going to national things. You know, they're just picking things off the satellites.
Yeah.
And making it easy. But USB is a good down-to-earth home station, whatever you want to call it. It's the place where you can still hear local sounds.
Yeah, definitely. This is a cool show, man.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you calling.
All right.
And keep listening.
All right. Thanks a lot, man.
All right. 632-6901. That's our telephone number. If you're on campus, you can dial a different phone number. You know what it is. Well, I can tell you 26901. You leave off the 6 and the 3, as that caller no doubt did, unless he went to a payphone to call. So on campus, off campus, in another dimension, whatever, give us a call. Share your various experiences with us. Let's light up the switchboard again. As we did earlier, it's 11:37. We've got about 23 minutes left. And at that time, Raz comes in. Yeah, Raz comes in with the metal, death, thrash, speed, whatever, all that kind of nonsense. and mutilating things on the air. That's coming up at midnight. That goes until about 2:30 or so. And we've got I've got this. Okay, we were talking about the fundraiser concert coming up on April 15th with Aztec Two Step. And if you want to benefit the radio station, come down and check that out. The tickets are only $10. You can buy tickets by either sending a check to WUSB or by going to the box office here at the State University at Stony Brook. And also, this is coming up on Friday. This is not a benefit for WUSB, but it's a benefit for anyone who likes good music.
My name is Thunder Shelly-lilly-lay, and I live in a New York city. When the man them distressed, y'all picking it. Me turn around and brush them up properly, not that way, no money, give no one.
This woman is my idol, and she's going to be here in this very building that I'm sitting in right now talking about her. She's going to be in this building in only 6 days, and I haven't slept in 3 nights. I mean, I'm just shaking all over with anticipation. It's going to be a great show. Shelly Thunder and Sister Carol, is that the other person coming over? Well, I'm not too crazy about her, but I like Shelly Thunder a lot. And, I like her especially because she always tells you who she is in her song, you know? I mean, just about every one of her songs has her name in it, and that's very important. Anyway, Shelly Thunder coming to the Stony Brook Union next Friday, and if you want information on tickets for that, if they're not sold out already, I don't know, are they? 632-6464. You can get all kinds of information about that. Sister Carol and Aztec Two-Step coming up on April 15th, plus whatever else is happening here at the State University at Stony Brook, where a lot of interesting things happen almost every day. Waiting for some more calls here. 632-6901. Light up our switchboard. It doesn't light up every now and then. It sort of breaks down, so just do it to exercise the lights, if nothing else.
Then just remember when me say and get angry. But me defend woman in every country. And I don't really care who gets with me. If you have a young man and me treat you badly. No, my hand.
Yo, how are you guys doing?
I drove on.
Okay, we'll get back to you later. As a special feature, we might actually free up these guys at the end of the show and find out who they really are. But right now, they're running around in circles. Yo, Shelly, help us out.
My name is Thunder Shelly-lilly-lay, and I live in a New York city. Where the man them the straight girl kicking in. Me turn around and brush them up properly. No, they wait no money. They no have no money.
Wait a minute, this is a talk show. What am I playing music for? I don't know what happened. I'm sorry, folks, but when Shelly gets on the turntable, it's kind of hard to interrupt her. Sorry about that, but yeah, she's coming to Stony Brook next Friday, so be there. Be there or don't be there. See if I care. Hey, how about that? That rhymes. 632-6464 to get ticket information. 632-6498 to get information about the upcoming radiothon. Help out the radio station a bit. Get on the mailing list or help us out by coming on down. Leave your name, address, phone number, whatever, 632-6498, or call us up now at WUSB and be live on the radio, 632-6901. You only have 17 minutes left, and very soon, real soon, we'll rescue these guys, whoever they are. So sad when that happens, you know? Sounds like the beginning of a good song, too. Well, we'll get to that in a little while. Good evening.
Oh, hi. It's the voice of doom.
Hey, it's the voice of doom. Well, join us all, because we're all kind of doomed out here.
I got to cover just a couple of things. First of all, the marble partitions.
The marble partitions, yes.
So the second or third floor of Old Chem, you'll get to see these marble partitions.
Oh, wait a minute. Whoa, hold on. Everybody, be quiet for a second. What century are you living in? Old Chem? They haven't called it Old Chem in a couple of years.
I work in Grad Chem, and if
Grad Chem, they don't call it Grad Chem anymore either. Boy, you're showing your age by talking in these outdated terms.
Old Chem.
It's not Old Chem.
Is it?
What? I don't know. What is it? Do they call it? No, they call Grad Chem. They call that chemistry lab.
They do. I work there.
And they call Old Chem. What do they call that? Can somebody help me out here? What do they call Old Chem? They don't call it Old Chem anymore because it's not old. It's a different building.
Okay.
Maybe they just call it chemistry and they call the other one Chem Lab.
I work there all day. I know what they call it.
And one is called Harriman or something, isn't it?
Now, wait a minute. Harriman Hall, that's over in the other place.
Harriman Hall, isn't that old physics?
Something like that.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure they don't call it Old Chemistry anymore.
Yeah, sure they do. I work there. I work in Grad Chem.
Look where Bush works, okay? Need I say more?
Now, wait a minute. All right, well, at least you could go see the marble there that they was talking about.
There's marble in old, whatever that building is called, the red brick building that used to be called the old chemistry building. I mean, there are no old buildings on campus anymore. They renamed them all. The old bio turned into Central Hall. Old chem turned into something. I don't know what, but it turned into
something.
You've
only been there 4 years.
Uh-huh.
Now, let's see, number two, I'm as a non-believer in religions as they come.
Okay.
But when the guy was talking about the cardinal or whatever, I don't believe in any of this stuff. I don't go for it. But
you don't
the thing
believe
is, you got to realize where the guy is coming from. He's a fundamentalist. So you got to look at it from his point of view. He doesn't want to break the rules. And as soon as... And everybody else that calls themselves a Christian, from the way I see it,
Catholic,
want to bend the rules a little bit. And this guy doesn't want to bend any rules, and people don't like that.
Well, I think some people do like that. That's the problem.
Don't bend the rules. If you're going to be one of these so-called fundamentalist Christians, you got to go by the book. You know, it's just, and you get people say, well, I'll do this, but... I don't see it that way. So I'll make my own. Everybody's making their own religion, it seems like to me, when it comes to that Christianity stuff. But the big thing I wanted to say, big. This is big now.
Big.
Eric, I don't know. You're on the phone here.
Uh-huh.
And you're talking about this record stuff here with the labels.
Yeah.
Would you call that a type of censorship?
Sure. Wouldn't you? Denying somebody the right to buy a record?
Well,
because of their age?
I'm as against censorship as they come, being I'm an artist and things like that on the side. But you don't have any room to say that, because you hang up on people who use four letter words on your radio station or anything that you don't like.
Uh huh.
You censor all kinds of things.
Right, but how does that compare to somebody buying a record?
Well, I mean, maybe these people are afraid for their jobs the way you're afraid for your job. Maybe it's the same thing. Did you ever think of that?
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm not blaming the record stores because they're told to do this by some I don't know what force it is that's telling them to do this, but yeah, they're afraid. This is afraid as many radio stations are to play music that might say something, you know, bad. So that's another form of censorship.
Well, maybe they're just like you. You know, they don't want to they don't want to make waves.
If I hang up on somebody, it's mostly for programming's sake, because I feel it's not the program is suffering and I'm molding a program here. You see, so it's kind of like artistic style, if you will.
That's true. Well, remember when that album came out by Pink Floyd, the Animals?
Yeah.
Some stations, I think all the stations except WPLR in the beginning, censored that one thing, "You effed up old hag."
Uh-huh.
Remember that?
Right.
Now they all seem to play it. And I think they even cut the thing out in the beginning of Money with the "do goody good bull, you know what."
Right. Now, I've heard all kinds of different versions of that, and it's kind of funny what stations do.
But are you sure that you're cutting this censorship because you don't want to get the station in trouble?
Well, I mean, that comes after, I'd like to think that comes after my judgment on a program. That's primarily why I would do something to maintain the integrity of the show. Or however much integrity it has, I'd like to think that comes before maintaining the quality. In other words, maintaining the quality of the station, of the program, automatically maintains the quality of the station, the integrity of the station.
Oh, then, you see, you have a certain standard.
Right, but it's my decision, you see. We make these decisions as individual programmers.
Well,
and
maybe,
hopefully they fall within the whole station's guidelines, too.
What are the station's guidelines?
Well, the station's guidelines are not to allow obscenity on the air, but that's because of FCC rules.
Well, what is obscenity?
I'm not going to get into that all over again.
Thing is, Eric, you preach. You don't practice what you preach.
Well, what should I do?
Well, I don't know. Bend the rules a little bit, like the record companies do. You know, they're bending the rules with these lyrics and such, but, you know, they got more guts than some people I hear talking on the air. I think I'm being a little blunt, but...
I'm not sure what you want me to do. Make yourself clear here.
Well, what do you want them to do?
What do I want them...
them to do? What do you want them to do?
Well, who's them, first of all?
Well, Record World. Well, they don't call it that anymore because it's not records. They call it something else.
What do you want them
to do? Maybe they have the same set of circumstances you have.
I can tell you right now what happens when radio stations play obscene things on the air. They get in trouble with the FCC, and the FCC can yank licenses and things like that. I don't know what happens with record stores. I don't think there is an agency that will close down a record store if someone is sold a record that they're not supposed to be sold. If so, I'd like to know about it. Let's get that out into the open.
Well,
you know? Right now I think it's the record stores themselves that are bowing to pressure, and it's just the record stores that are making these decisions, and it's probably Record World as a chain that's saying we're not going to do this as corporate
policy. Like 7-Eleven with Playboy.
Like 7-Eleven with Playboy, exactly, and that's something else we should be outraged about.
Well, I never saw anything obscene about Playboy. I think that Hugh Hefner is one of the best men that ever lived in the United States.
Well, I won't go into that, but I'm just saying
ideas. Oh, he's a good man. He's got a good magazine there. He depicts women in a nice way.
Well, I'm not going to get into that, but ideas should be allowed to be exchanged freely, and that's something that we always do here at USB. I mean, the day that we start stifling ideas is the day I'm out of here, because that's something that we can never stifle. But it's just certain words, certain key phrases of what the FCC has said, don't do this, and we're really, you know, not in much of a position to challenge a huge governmental agency like that.
It's getting, you know, you see freedom in other countries, and it seems like the walls are closing in on us all the time.
Oh, sure.
If you really look around.
Yeah, but you know, you got to keep breaking away bits of the wall a little bit, you know?
The wall that the wall is getting built up, it seems like to me, all these little freedoms that get taken away. For instance, years ago with the Ministry of Truth, with the seatbelt law we used to fight on the air all the time, That's one of our little freedoms that I think got chipped away. Now I have to worry about whether there's a cop looking over my shoulder or not.
Yeah, but, you know, I prefer that if we're going to fight for freedoms, we fight for at least intelligent ones. And that one I just don't see as... I mean, it's a right to die, right? Like, you have the right to smoke. Big deal.
People like to smoke, though. I mean, I don't.
People like
smoke,
to smoke. People like to drink. I know. Those are important things to some people. But let's fight for some important things here, like freedom to read something, or to write something, or to listen to a record, or whatever. Those are the really important things, and everything else follows after that. Believe me. Once they get the frivolous things, they'll get the more important things afterwards.
That is important. If I want to drive up the block to the 7-Eleven. It's right up the block. I don't feel like walking. I take the car. I don't have my seatbelt on. I could technically get a ticket for that. I think that's ridiculous. I think it's absurd.
Well, I mean, do you also know that you could probably die by not wearing a seatbelt, because most accidents take place within a mile of the house that you live in?
I could die from a lot of things. I don't want to go.
But are you aware of that fact? Are you aware of that fact? And are you perhaps endangering passengers in your car by not encouraging them to do the same thing?
I don't think
we need a law. I don't think a law is the right way to do it. I think we need education, you know, and that's something that we seem to be sorely lacking.
Well, if I go out and I buy a car that was pre-seatbelt era, I can drive that without a seatbelt in it, because that's how screwy the whole thing is. If I buy a car that didn't come with a seatbelt in it, if I buy myself a 60s, or earlier car, 50s, 40s, 30s, 20s, they didn't have seatbelts in them, they can't give me a ticket. That's how silly the whole thing is.
Well, what are they going to do, though? Are you going to say the recycling law is unconstitutional, too? You know, because people have the right to litter? We're talking, you know, the good of society here. Now, you might decide to endanger yourself, but at least you should know that you're endangering yourself. I mean, people who think that smoking cigarettes is, by doing that, you're exercising a constitutional right, I think you're missing a lot of very important key elements here, because the tobacco companies certainly aren't going to tell you what you're doing to your lungs, and someone's got to tell you, and maybe, you know... laws are the only way to get through to people. I don't know. I don't like to say that, but I can see the point of view there. I can see the point of view, though, in restricting free speech, you know. I don't see that hurting anybody.
You don't understand. You see, I don't smoke, but I don't like to see these smokers getting too restricted. I don't like breathing, but they got these sections which I like. But if people want to smoke, they know it's bad for them. They're not stupid.
Right, well, no one has taken away their right to smoke, their right to, you know, it would be equivalent to banning cigarette sales, you know, by saying you can't buy cigarettes at all. Of course people can buy cigarettes and they can smoke in the privacy of their own home or their own car or whatever. Just don't inflict it on other people. It's been proven to hurt other people. And I think, you know, you can draw a parallel with the seatbelt thing, because if you're in a car with somebody that doesn't believe in wearing seatbelts, before the seatbelt law, I would always feel uncomfortable putting a seatbelt on with somebody that didn't wear one who was driving. He'd say, you know, well, you don't trust me as a driver? It's, you know, it's stupid. It's really dumb. We should just be impressing upon people the importance of staying alive, you know?
Well, let's put everybody in a rubber room so nobody gets hurt and not go out into the world, you know?
It's not the same thing. These are risks you don't have to take. These are stupid risks. It's so easy to prevent them.
Life used to be a risk, and they're taking all the risks out of it and making it dull and boring.
Well, I don't think dying of lung cancer is exciting.
But people need that crutch to get through their life. My father died from smoking. He smoked too much, I used to tell him.
Yeah, he needed that crutch because he got addicted to it. If he hadn't gotten addicted to it, he wouldn't have needed it, right?
But it seems that the lower you go social status, it seems like people that don't have any money and have to really scrounge, they'll always have their cigarettes. For some reason, it's a crutch. It's something they look forward to. They don't have much else to look forward to but that cigarette. So let them have it. You know, they got nothing. Let them have it, you know.
Well, no one is denying them that. I'm just saying we shouldn't be encouraging so many people to use it as a crutch. You know, we shouldn't be trying to market cigarettes to young people, because...
Coffee?
Sorry?
You drink coffee?
Well, no, actually, I don't.
Neither do I, but I would say that to me, that's an equivalent of cigarettes.
Well,
a lot of people think that.
There's a parallel there, but I don't think you're going to find very many people laid up in hospitals with terminal diseases because they drink coffee.
That's true. You got a point. But it is, I would say it's an addicting thing. That's why I don't drink it, because I'm afraid I'd get addicted to coffee. It's hard enough to wake up now. I'd be so addicted to it. But
well, you see,
I don't know.
That's smart on your behalf there to realize that. How do you know that you're likely to get addicted if you start something like that? It's education. It's what you hear, right?
Well, I know how hard it is for me to wake up, and I feel that if I started drinking coffee in the morning, I'd be, another cup. I know that I would be too weak if I started, and I'd end up drinking so much of it, it would ruin my digestive system.
Well, it's good that you know that. And all I'm saying is people should be educated as to what happens if they smoke cigarettes, what happens if they don't wear seatbelts. And then they should just say, I should do this. You know, we shouldn't have to make laws. I agree with you there. I don't think a law is the right way to do it, because that's just encouraging people to just say, okay, government, take care of me. Tell me everything to do with myself. If that's your point, yes, I agree with it. But I don't agree that it's right not to wear seatbelts or to go on smoking.
Well, it's like a motorcycle, though. If you want to drive a motorcycle without a helmet, it should be your business.
Here we go again. I don't think so. I mean, I think that's because, again, if you have somebody with you, they're not going to wear a helmet if you're not wearing a helmet, so you're affecting other people.
I don't have to wear one in Connecticut. The state of Connecticut is stupid, then.
You don't or you do?
You don't. I've been on the Connecticut Turnpike and 91, and I see bikers on the interstate with no helmet on.
I can't understand why somebody would want to do that unless they really like risking their lives, you know?
But it's the freedom. It's just you're taking your chance. You're taking a chance in life. You're taking a risk. Like I said, what are we going to do? Put everybody in a rubber room so nobody gets hurt. There's just certain things that people like to do. People like to be free. You can see it all over Europe. People want to be free, and these little things are what freedom is all about, in my eyes.
I think the bigger things are what freedom is all about. Listen,
what bigger things?
The bigger things like being able to read and write what you want and listen to records and just exchange ideas. I think that's more important than
even that's coming down.
I mean, you can
even
always...
That's coming down here. That's what started all of this when you started talking about the record companies. We don't have... They got all these... People are saying, oh, my kids did. I listened to Black Sabbath when I was a teenager, and I didn't run out and start worshiping the devil and everything else.
Uh-huh.
I just thought, you know, it was a fun thing, and, you know, it's music, and I had a good time listening to it, and sometimes I revert back to it. Some people are afraid for our minds, too, like they're afraid for our bodies. Oh, our kids are going to freak out on this stuff.
Fear, I think, is the key ingredient here. Listen, I want to get some more calls. Before
yeah,
we...
yeah.
All
nice
right?
talking to you.
Thanks for getting me all riled up here.
Good at that.
All right. 632-6901. Good evening.
Hi, how you doing? Is this Mike?
Is this who?
Mike.
Mike? No, there's no Mike here.
I said, this is Mike.
Oh, this is Mike. Mike from where?
Bohemia.
Mike from Bohemia. How you doing?
Pretty good.
What's on your mind?
Well, you know, I was listening to what this guy was saying about the record companies and stuff, you know. It's not like the record companies that pick the lyrics. The band writes what they want.
Right.
But it's the radio stations that some of them can't play because of Tip O'Gore and all them people and the FCC and whatnot.
Right.
You know, and that really bugs me because they put a radio on dial for dial on the radio for a reason, you know?
Right. And they put a switch on the radio and a plug for just to back everything else up.
Sure, yeah, but if you don't like what you're hearing on one station, you could turn it.
Definitely true.
That's why there should be stations for all kinds of people, you know, for like heavy metal and stuff and other aggressive music.
Right. Instead of having all these predictable formats, I think there should be different things so different people can hear what they want to hear. I mean, it seems so obvious to me. I don't know what the big deal is. And if you ban record sales, that's just another way of preventing this music from getting to people. Like, let's say you put out something that says something that Tipper Gore doesn't like. You won't. I think somebody's out there. You won't be able to hear it on the radio station. Now you won't be able to buy it if you're under a certain age. Soon you won't be able to buy it without like getting some kind of permit to buy it. So it's kind of insane all the way around.
Yeah, well, I was watching a program on TV last night, and they had this thing about new record labels, new warning labels they're going to put on the albums, like from Slayer and stuff like that, you know. really, really weird stuff. Like they're going to list all kinds of things like sadomasochism, sodomy, and other numerous things, you know?
Yeah.
That's, like, vicious because it's destroying the music.
Uh-huh.
Destroying the image. Like, I listen to it, because it, you know, it pumps me. It gets my adrenaline flowing, and I release anger through it, you know? So it's like an escape for me. But I don't necessarily go out and do what they say. It's a totally different thing. If you take it too serious, then there's something wrong.
Okay. Sorry, I was away. I just came back. Anything else you want to say to wrap up?
Not much. That's pretty much about it.
Okay. Okay, well, let's try to rip through these calls real quickly, and thanks for calling.
All right, guys. See you later.
All right. Good evening. Hello? Anyone there? Good evening. Is anyone there? What's going on here? Everyone fall asleep? Good evening.
Eric.
Yo.
Hold on one second. I made the cookie. Hold on.
You what?
All right. What's up?
Not much. What's up?
Oh, not much. How you doing?
Okay.
Listen, I was reading the paper about a week ago.
Yeah.
That if you played the Mr. Ed theme song.
Yeah.
It would come out, a satanic, if you played it backwards, it would come out like a satanic message.
I've heard that a million times. Now, I'd like somebody to send me a recording of that. And let's hear it. Let's hear it for sure, okay?
Have more recordings there at the studio?
I don't think we have a recording of Mr. Ed. Actually, you know, I think we might somewhere. I might have it myself.
Yeah.
Right, you play Mr. Ed backwards.
Yeah.
Is that it? All right, maybe next week I'll do that. I'll play it backwards and see if there's satanic messages in there. But I kind of doubt it, you know?
Mr. Ed might be the third Antichrist.
Yeah, well, we'll have to see about that.
George Bush is also a communist. That's been going around. That's what my friend's been saying.
Well, you're in a lot of trouble now for repeating that.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Okay. Well, we'll send somebody to your door. Thanks very much for calling, though. And that is the last call for tonight. Sorry, folks, we're out of time. Raz is here, along with a mob of people. It looks like, and we're going to have a good show coming up at midnight. Keep spreading the word about WUSB, about the Radiothon, because we need your help to get our signal out there, to raise the transmitter to a new location. Radiothon 90 is coming on the air April 5th through 14th. If you want a Radiothon guide, all you have to do is call 632-6498, leave your name and address, and please be generous when the Radiothon comes around, and you won't be sorry. Well, I guess it's time that we release these guys to sing whatever song it is they want to start singing. Stay tuned for Raz. This is Eric with Brain Damage. I'll be back again next week from 10 to 12. Be good and have lots of fun.
Now, Philip, how I know the people there exactly what I mean. Come here.
Brain Damage is underwritten by a grant from the Little Computer Shop, located in the Model Shopping Mall in Centereach. Phone number 467-4352. The Little Computer Shop stocks the latest in hardware, software, and computer publications.
Position of ascendancy over others. Surge, to rise and fall actively. power, physical might, mental or moral vigor. Surge, a sweeping onward like a wave of the sea or emotion. Power, force or energy used to do work, the time rate at which work is done. Surge, a transient, sudden increase of current in an electrical circuit. Power surge.
Caution, this album may be considered offensive.
Undefined.
Power is an understanding of the words of the world.
Yes, death. Death.
All right, who? We're on the air.
Tito Puente.
The last yeah, jumper. Man. Yeah, okay, we're on the air. No! The power surge is back.
Merry Christmas.
Back in action. For
Merry Christmas.
Happy holiday. A happy drunken holiday and a happy massacre to everybody who's out there. We're all glad for the request so early in the night. We don't know what's exactly going to happen tonight.
We're taking all your requests, only if we like them.
Nah. Yeah, but who has to get them, see? And there is a awful problem with
this
that whole
pick
thing.
Pick the song we're in the mood for, Atla.
Exactly. So all those metal songs that you were very drunk and you liked them, you know, request them all. And we're going to have a great time tonight and have a very excellent time. And you might hear exactly.
We're gonna have a terrible time. It's going to stink. You're going to hate yourself. Too bad.
We have sickness in the studio. Also,
yeah, that's us.
Also, where are those guys from? What's that name?
I don't know. The Beatles? Was that it?
The Beatles, I think. The Beatles. Yeah. Was it the Beatles?
Yeah,
John
Lennon.
It's Exodus. Exodus is here tonight. Yeah. Exodus. And also, not only Exodus, but the guys from... We got their album. Excellent.
What's going on?
Good deal. The guys from Anti-Scene are here, too.
Anti-Scene.
They're going to be doing some shows.
Yeah,
so we'll all be hearing a lot of this crazy music, plus a lot of giveaways. Please, don't try to call us up too much tonight, because there's too much chaos and mayhem here at the studio.
Cool.
And a lot of broken bones, too. So, so we'll continue on.
Sheila Thunder album? Ooh.
And we'll continue on here. Okay, the Raz will take control as soon as possible.
Sepultura. Yeah,
we're stronger than hate. Check it out, folks. Rip, rip, rip.